Well, Doug, a big announcement here on the courthouse steps in Ross County, Chillicothe, Ohio. USDA Rural Development making a challenge grant announcement.
That's right, Dave. It's really good to be back in Chillicothe on such a beautiful day. We announced the Rural Jobs Accelerator, which is an effort by a number of agencies within the federal government, including USDA, to partner and support rural communities and organizations in rural parts of this country who are working together to grow their region. So what we're doing is supporting those who are looking at the assets of their region. And in rural America, you know, most times that's natural assets. It's agriculture, it's energy, it's timber. And those who are trying to make sure that those assets are being used in such a way that it can make the greatest difference, create the greatest economic opportunity for the people who live in that region. You know, the thinking is that we now compete in a global economy. And South Central Ohio, you know, Circleville and Chillicothe, they don't compete against each other. They're competing against a region in South America, in China. What we want to do as a federal government is make sure that we're supporting the efforts of the local people to work together so that they compete more effectively and really move the needle for people in rural United States.
So as these rural communities hear about the challenge grant, what is the maybe one thing that you hope they will keep in mind?
Well, I think the key will be to really understand the assets that are in their region. You know, Ohio is such a wonderfully diverse state. You know, from the Corn Belt in the western part of the state to, you know, the forestry and energy legacy in the southern part of the state to the bioproducts, the burgeoning bioproducts that's really, you know, kind of the next generation of the polymer industry in the northeastern part of the state. You know, Ohio, I think, is really well positioned to take advantage of the Rural Jobs Accelerator because it has these clusters of activity. And I think, you know, what folks will need to do, and I know Ohio is good at this, is understand what they're good at, what their competitive advantage is. And then they're going to need to work together. And that's not easy. We know that. But it's necessary in the economy today, in the global economy today, and we want to support that critical work. You know, at USDA, we've been able to do a lot in the last 3 years. Across the country, we've been able to support over 13,000 businesses with small business loans and grants. We've been able to help 450,000 families put a roof over their head in direct and guaranteed loans. We've been able to do some real basic infrastructure things, such as help over 5,100 communities do water and wastewater. We've helped 7 million people access new or improved broadband service. Such a critical basic infrastructure to be part of this global economy today. You know, we've been able to do a lot, but we need to do a lot more. And we need to be smarter with the taxpayer dollars. And we need, as a federal government, people in rural America who are being innovative, who are working hard, you know, to really make a difference, we need to do the same thing. And that's what the Rural Jobs Accelerator is designed to do. It's taken busting down some of the silos that were in the federal government and making it easier for people in rural communities and rural regions to work with us so we can support grassroots-based, locally-led economic development strategies.
This is an application process?
That is an application process. And you can work through rural development. For those interested, it really can just do a search on the internet for Rural Jobs Accelerator. There's a great website with the application. There's all the explanation that you could wish for. It's going to be a competitive process, but I know Ohio has some great strategies that can be lifted up here.
Doug, anything else that you'd like to mention about the challenge grant?
No, I mean just that it's a great example of how the federal government, how the Obama administration can support those in rural communities who are working to really make a difference. And I think it's an exciting program, and we look forward to partnering with people in Ohio.